the next day. I saw him the other day at the Butterfly Cafe, and he was laughing a hearty laugh, telling stories from the 80s and 90s like there was no tomorrow. His voice was never loud, but could easily be heard above the clitter and clatter of the lunch hour crowd. He always left you wanting more, which is why, of course, we could never go back once learning he left this world. I'm sorry for him, but not sad, and oftentimes I wonder why he was so afraid.